for you tonight. Good evening, Jamaica. Good evening, Jamaica. Good evening from yard to abroad. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I'm your host, Cecile, Sister Cecile, a.k.a. The Top Shelf. And sharing the show with me tonight are my sisters, Sister Judith Richardson and Dr. Evelyn Richardson, my sisters and partners in the Give Back Jamaica Crescent program. Now, the number to call into the show is 661-467-2407. Dial 1 to interact with your host. And definitely, we would love to hear from you. Now, about 2 to 3 months ago, we started what was known as the Kickers Club. This is where we set out to donate school shoes to the students at the Crescent Primary School, formerly Crescent All Age, and located in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, Jamaica. To date, we have, and I say this with pride, to date, we donated over 250 pairs of shoes to the students. Later on in the segment, we'll be hearing from, hopefully we'll be hearing from our president, Mr. Hopton Brown, a.k.a. HB, read the shoe donations, where we are, where we were, actually where we were, where we are, and where we're heading. Now, we have not wasted any time setting up another program. This time, it's the Bellyful program, and pertinent to the information for this new program is Dr. Ev, whom we will be hearing from later in the program. She will also be speaking to a classroom exchange where a teacher from a school in the United States will teach a class in Jamaica and vice versa. I think Auntie Judith is very, you know, she is the person who knows about this, and we'll hear from her, you know. So I think my co-hosts are ready to go. Are we ready, co-hosts?
Yes.
Yes, yes, we are.
Yes, we are doing the show tonight. We are doing the show tonight. It's so good to hear you girls. And I must ask, how has your week been?
Well, for me, it's just being, certainly for me, just absolutely marvelous. I am still on the 150 shoe high, just kind of basking in the laughter and the smile and jubilation of those young kids. The photographs are coming in, and I just, a couple of days ago, I was able to read the clip from the Gleaner, and oh, my goodness, I am just on top of the world. I've shared that with so many of my friends. And the awesomeness and fantastic and the good and the great and all of those adjectives that comes along with just good praise, just kind of just beam happiness. But more than anything are the stories that came out in Jamaica for those kids that receive in the shoes. So I am just still on cloud 29.
Yes. And I can say that for all of us who are cheering in this program. And Dr. Eva, I thank you for this opportunity to, you know, draft us in, because as we know, Judith has not been such a, you know, outspoken person. And I am gaining my wings, and literally gaining my wings, and I'm holding my own. And I thank you for the opportunity for, you know, to draft us into this and for us to be, you know, sharing in this beauty. Because when I listened to Mr. Francis, principal of the Crescent Primary School, last week, and he shared the information with the principals in his zone, and I guess he was the envy of all the principals. And it feels just to think, you know, of how he felt. And we want to make Crescent Primary School the envy of the primary school in the Caribbean, not just Jamaica.
Yes.
That's exactly what we're aiming for. Isn't that true, Auntie Judith?
Yes, indeed. That is so true. I am very proud also to be a part of this, I am going to say, this great institution. I am very proud, and I am really happy that things have taken off the way it has. And is looking forward to what...
Yes, I honestly believe that. Because when I think back, Dr. Evelyn, when I think back on, you know, when you started, when you threw this idea out, you know, and the big name, the Kickers Club, I'm like, wow, I liked it so much. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying, are we going to make it? You know, considering how, you know, it's kind of hard to get people to contribute to anything nowadays. And to have it, to have this program, I mean, it just takes off like beige kite. You know, you know, them big beige kite and start bob up in the ear and start dip and go on with something. I see him to the program take off. It just takes off like a big beige kite. And I am so happy, because when I look at the videos and the pictures that came out, the pictures that were shared, you look and saw poverty. You saw poverty. Mm-hmm. And when you look and see all these people, especially these mothers, because the mothers are the ones who are carrying the weight. Them carrying them belly, them carrying them hip, and them hip and them head. The mothers are the ones who are carrying this. And when you look at the joy on the mother, you tell that, look, something has happened. Something is happening. Yes, Dr. Eve.
Yes, I know. And I can go back and just kind of come back into myself and just kind of get back to the space in Jamaica with my mother, and how she would have welcomed the opportunity for her to get some assistance. Again, a young mom with four children, and of course, as I said on this program many times, my mother's soul at the Crescent school gate. Anything she could, the snowball, the mash, the banana, the apple, the guinep, that kind
of sweet,
thing.
You see these children in a Dr. Ev, they're not privy to all of this information, you know. And we would want them to know these things, you know, to be able to, you know, embrace these things. We did. It is what made us the mash. Them don't know nothing about mash, you know. Them don't know nothing about mash. Because I mean, I heard from you know, when we were growing up, we heard that the mash, the biscuits came from spoiled or throwaway biscuits where they threw out, the biscuit factory. I don't know if it's a butter kiss or whatever factory it was, but they threw these biscuits out and people go pick them up and carry them, go sell them. Honestly, and you know, but when hearing all of that, did not. In the mash, especially when you look and see the bag, the mash bag, the brown paper bag, oily. You see, oily. You know, it's a good mash that, because it has the cream in there. And that's the ones we're looking for. And when you buy a bag of mash and a suck, and you hold the road to go home, sun hot enough, you hold the road to go home. Yeah, suck. I mean, the sun not even mean nothing to you them time, because you are enjoying like a mash. You know, everybody have a bag of mash and you set off down the road. And nowadays, cars are so prevalent on the road. Them the time they carry us enough far road, you know. So you could have walk, go home, and not fear being hit down by a car. You know?
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Well, next to the mash was the... Hasham. I don't hear nobody talk about Hasham.
Auntie Judy, you know about Hasham?
No, so you know to make it choke you or something like that.
Yes, and them say no, if it choke you, you know you have to go eat those. You have to go find one hog pen. You have to go find one hog pen. Oh my goodness. You know, it's a pleasure sharing with you ladies. I mean, reminiscing and talking about our experiences at Crescent. And this is what the experience we want these kids to have, this positive experience of somebody donating a pair of shoes to them, of somebody providing a lunch money for them, of somebody providing, you know, some roll-on. Because, you know, when these little girls and little boys start getting into their teenage age and the hormones start raging, passing your slim armpit. We don't want that.
Yes,
we want these kids to be, you know, to be total, to be a complete person. Shoes on their feet, them belly full, and them smell good.
Absolutely.
Yes, that is what we're aiming for.
I think that equals to really productive children. Really having pride and you know what that means when you have pride and you have all of the tools necessary. Now, when we were going to school, it's really cool. Exercise book and pencil. Now, we have to think about real electronic gadget. Your tool nowadays is internet and iPad or computer. That is a very expensive portion of your life. If you have three children going to school and you can think for a mommy to buy three iPods because you can't send them a share the three iPods because they're in different classroom and the entire school day is working on that iPad because they're virtual. So it's a very expensive and difficult time for people who are underserved already and people who are having economic problems. You're talking about getting shoe and getting transportation and all of the other things that come with them. God forbid you have more than one child. This is very, very, very hard for children. And this is what children have to face. And remember, you know, these little children have a little, you know, they're growing up. Their little friends, one of them boasting for this, one of them boasting for that. And when you can step up to the plate, and being stepping up to the plate, meaning is that your mom and dad have to do it for you. And when they're not able to come through for you, it is horrific. Horrific.
Yes.
And no matter what you think, painful. Yes. And it's kind of painful for the parents too, because them know to them pick me now go what you call it fly.
Them now go fly. So and these kids will definitely get bullied because if your shoes look raggedy. If your shoes look raggedy and I mean and the other kids have their shoes looking nice, you know. Trust me, it is not going to come off nice. And these things in the learning. As a teacher, I have seen this myself. And I can talk about some kids who used to come from a place named Glade. Glade is like down in the valley. And when those kids reach school in the mornings, them wet, because how far them a walker come. And even though it's early morning, like, you know, school started at 8 o'clock, these kids sweat when them come sometimes. There was one particular one in my class. I had to make her stand at the door for a little while and cool off, you know. And I remember one morning the child came and them not eating a breakfast coming to school because it's so early. And she came and she bought this lady at the gate used to sell fried chicken back and fried dumpling. And the little girl bought this thing and she, you know, eat. And the principal saw her and take it and dash it away. And the little girl cried, she cried. So when she come to me, I'm like, why are you crying? And the child tell me, I felt so bad. I took the child to the canteen and met the canteen, the woman at the canteen server some breakfast because breakfast was served, but it's like you had to buy that breakfast. So the child had something to eat. And it's no joke. It is no joke. And these kids used to tease these kids, and it used to be so hard on them because they wouldn't learn because the time that they're warding off all kind of, you know, distraction. You're ugly, you smell bad, your shoes dirty, your shoes mash up, you know, your uniform dirty, uniform not iron, your blouse not white like mine. Yes, these things do in the learning. They do in the learning. And we as at the Give Back Crescent Jamaica program, Crescent Primary School, we are aiming to not allow this to happen to the kids in the school. We are aiming for kids to learn at the pace that the teacher wants them to learn. You know, not at no draggy pace. We want to have Crescent, as I said before, become the envy of the schools, the primary schools in the Caribbean. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and you're listening to the diva, Sister Cecile, and my co-host, Dr. Evelyn Richardson, and Sister Judith Richardson. Now, Sister Judith, you are pertinent in the information regarding this teacher exchange program. Now, tell us what you know about this program, where it's at, and where you think it's going to go.
Good evening, everyone. Again, thank you again for listening to the CRS radio show, Caribbean radio show, the Knowledge Station. Privy. Did you say privy?
Yeah.
I am privy.
Yeah. Okay, Sister Judy, don't put me on the spot. Privy means you have knowledge of what is going on. She knows something about the people. She knows something about it because it's her school. So let her tell you what's going on.
So like I said previously, I had the opportunity, it was just a conversation with a teacher about doing something like an exchange kind of thing for students. And he thought, oh, it's a grand idea. I wanted to do something like this for so long. And, you know, the conversation took off and he is willing to do something. He's in the process of making an introductory video. As a matter of fact, he was supposed to send it to me today, but I haven't seen anything yet. So I am waiting on the introduction, and he feels that, you know, it would be good for the kids in his class, which he teaches second grade, grade two, for them to know, have a sense of what goes on somewhere else, what happens somewhere else. You know, we here in the United States in schools may say the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of the day. In my school, that is, we do. Hmm. in Jamaica, what they do, they say prayer. I don't know if they still do that, but when I was attending school, we say prayer first thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is good. He thinks it will be good for them to have this good, this concept of what goes on. It's not the same thing that goes on here, that goes on there. And but I don't know what else he's going to, if he will do a lesson, if there will be a lesson done, if other second grade classrooms will be involved in this program. We have 3 second grade classrooms in our building, so I don't know if, you know, hopefully, and I'm praying, keeping my fingers crossed, that this will be something that each second grade will have an opportunity of participating in this program. How
okay.
often
wow.
is it going to take, I am not sure, but he is very excited. I think he's shy like me to do the video, so the video takes a lot,
okay.
lot of time to do the video.
Okay.
But it will be good.
Okay. Now, Dr. Evelyn,
yes.
You have spoken about this Bellyful program, all right? So I want you to not only tell me about the Bellyful program, but you are also, you have also launched or will be launching a care packet, a package program. So tell us, just talk to us about the Bellyful program coupled with this this care package program.
Well, thank you so much again, girls. I say girls, you know, I'm in my element.
I am a girl.
I'm to piggyback so much on Sister Judith's comment on the exchange program. I just give me a moment to just kind of bask in that, because I just think this is a phenomenal program, and I am no doubt with you at the helm, this thing will be a success. When we talk about the connection, I remember going to school and you think about airplane and going into another country and your vision as a young child about another country and people of another country. It was this novelty that, you know, literally some people think of abroad as walking really the street of gold and everything was good, and people live a different kind of life of extreme luxury, and this is something you pine off. And a lot of people grew up wanting to go to this place. I think with an exchange program, this would give an opportunity for a lot of kids to open their mind to the culture, because a lot of it we see on TV. So this would be so much of a closer look. Even for the kids that are abroad, I think this could be a very big learning tool. When you look in our classroom, the things we have to make do with, maybe how we dress, our fashion statement, compared to their $100 pair of sneakers or their very expensive desk and the ambiance around them as compared
yes.
to, say, in Jamaica.
What exists. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we have this cultural exchange, not only the cultural exchange, but also the way classroom is taught in the United States as opposed to in Jamaica. So Sister Judith, I'm looking so much forward to seeing how this program expands. And I know this would be a benefit because a lot of Jamaicans have some relatives abroad, and some of them do go in between the country, the state and the country as well. So I am just really delighted to hear of this program that you're steering. And,
mm-hmm.
and I know this would be absolutely successful when this gets into gear. I just can't wait. Okay. You asked me about a couple of things. Bellyful Program. And some people say, wow, that's a nice name, Bellyful Program. It's like
I don't know where,
what
I don't know where you get these names from. But these names are so fitting and catching. The Kickers Club, the Bellyful Program.
Yes. You know, grown up in Jamaica, you always say, why you want bellyful? You're belly hungry. You know, you're belly hungry, calling for nice, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not a part of the way we grow up. So, the bellyful, belly hungry, a big popular song by our one and only Bob Marley. You know, this is stuff. So, okay, guys, the bellyful program is, again, I don't want to just beat it down, but when we get into a school or when we get into a program, it's because there's the overwhelming need. And we have so much story. Thank you, Ms. Nolte, Mr. Francis, sir, and Ms. Lewis down on the ground who are identifying the needs of these programs so we can start to put them together. And this is one of the things that is identified in Jamaica, the need for school, student going to school to have lunch. I remember going to school, and I have to go back to I remember, so don't think me monotony. We're drawing from our memories, and nothing much has changed. Maybe the playing field has changed, the colors, and all of those. But the core things of poverty don't change. It means you don't have, I mean, there is, somebody has to give an assistance here and there, and this is how we come in. And we who better, I mean, except for Sister Julie, because she was uptown lady and had all of the... So what happened when we were going to school, remember my mother had the hard boiled bread put in a little sugar. I don't know why they put it in sugar. That must be like preservative. And you have one cup of bush tea, sarsaparilla, sarsaparilla, or something. That, of course, as children, you wouldn't get coffee. Now, if you're good on Sunday morning, you get like a mile of tea or like a chocolate tea. Well, you're greater, it's on the greater. You get the chocolate beans and you make, you roll it up in your hand and make this like a round ball or something. Or cotton or a roll, you know, make it like a little pencil. And you greater that and you boil it with all kind of good things. That's Sunday morning, our special day. Other than that is bush tea you get. And one piece of bread, and that's if you're lucky, that's what you get for breakfast. No eggs and bacon, not that I'm saying that eggs and bacon are necessarily good stuff, but at least, you know, when you go into exam, I can't remember, you get a scar egg.
Yeah.
You get a scar egg that morning to go take exams. And so we did not have the opportunity to have a sit-down breakfast. You go to school, literally, I stand up, and you drink like a tea.
The tea. And you hear a comb same time.
And you hear a comb. And you buy a little piece of bread.
Bread.
And that one breakfast till 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 12 o'clock is where... the problem comes again because those of us who worry about to get like a hot tea, then because they always want like a hot tea, as they say in the morning. 12 o'clock is where your dilemma comes or where the joy comes for some of us. 12 o'clock, it means that you have to have money to get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you don't have that money for lunch money. And everybody at that point in time, somebody eat something, somebody eat something. You as a poor child who don't have no lunch money, plus the little bread and little bush tea where you drink, all of them from 8:30.
Blow out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And They say your mouth hanging down looking funny. You know, I heard you talk about that little girl with her dumpling and her chicken back. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
little girl who has dumpling and chicken back.
Something that, man.
You know,
big thing.
You know, it's the nicest thing in the world. And for the teacher to really take it and throw it away. Because sometimes, this is why sometimes, you know, some teachers can be so cruel. And I'm sure as we are talking about today, and as your memory serves you right, this child probably would never forgot that. You know? So, 12 o'clock lunchtime is the pivotal part of this day for students. Either this is where you get your best meal for the day, or this is where the worst time comes in. And we're looking at those kids who are having the worst time in their life, not able to get a little lunch for that 1 hour, a little food when everybody else eats a little something they're not able to eat. So here is where our bellyful come. We want a bellyful for those children. We want to be able to put something in their stomach. If that is the most, the part of their day that they're getting the most nutritious meal, this is what we want to create at Crescent. We don't know what they're getting when they go home. Maybe a good healthy meal, hopefully. And we didn't know what they're getting while they're coming to school, which you hope is a healthy breakfast. Right now there's a program, an agriculture program, sir, Mr. Francis, the headmaster, they've started. And part of that program is to help to establish food, what you call, to lessen the gap there, where you have food, the fact that you are going to be getting this food from the garden and take it from the garden to the school spot, and the children are able to do it. And I think that's a fantastic program. And we are looking into that, you know, as we see the needs, we try to really have the ideas. Unfortunately, those sometimes needs finance. So we try to go there and do the finance. Try to see if we can get, like, cookware. And I know Sister Juliet, we talked a little bit about that, and maybe she's working on something, too, to get some chicken. To get some chicken and see if we can get some eggs from that to subsidize with the morning program, the morning breakfast program. Because as they say, breakfast is the most important thing. Because when your belly starts to really pain you in the morning, they're, you know, getting no food and all nice things. So that's what we're doing. We're going to be going into more detail into that as things go by, or as finance, or as the idea coming around. The other program we're trying to push off is the what we call the hygiene package, in particular for girls. Again, coming from my own experience, I don't think a hell of a lot of change, the basic core. When I was going to school, underwear is a thing that I never have a lot of. And the ones that I have were nice and beautiful and all of that.
They're holy.
I mean, a lot of times, your mother makes what we call baggy. What we call them baggy. It's not the sophisticated panty kind of a stuff. Baggy. And we elastic in other ways. And sometimes we had to make them too. And they weren't the comfortable, gorgeous, cotton, beautiful panties. You may get one of those nylon, little pretty, pretty ones at Christmas time or grand market time. And that was told in the grip, for those of you who remember grip, for sickness, to take off the shame out of your eye, as my mother would say.
Yes.
You have to put that down in case anything happens. So this panty thing was a scared thing. And if we never have shoes to wear, because in my days, I mean, long tongue or your 10 foot out toes on the ground is not an unsightly thing. It was a way of life for a lot of us. So if we never have shoes, consider about underwear. We never have much of that, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get some of these, and we're talking about dignity. This is all giving dignity and pride and feeling that sense of who we are, especially young girls growing up, and talking about young girls growing up too. Sanitary napkin, at all times, a lot of us, we never had the opportunity like you have a lot of disposables right now. We never had that. Something that maybe a lot of you don't remember is bird eye. Bird eye is what the babies would use for napkin, for their, what we call, nappy. And if the baby poop in it, you don't throw it away like how you do this disposable stuff now. You have to wash it, and them have to be clean, and them have to be perfect. The
mm-hmm.
same thing with, they use the bird eye because it's a cotton base. It has absorbent features, and that's what you use for sanitary napkin, and those have to be washed and well kept too. For those who could
yes.
afford bird eye, because, again, not a lot of people could afford that either. So this is where we're coming from. And if you don't have those things, you know what you have to do. Think about your imagination. You have to think
uh-huh.
about things that could substitute for that, guys. So we're trying to put a package together where we can have a little hygiene package, you know, yeah, napkins, a little deodorant, just little basic core stuff, toothpaste and a toothbrush and whatever else financially we would be able to pour together. A half a dozen underwear at least to serve for, you see, at least start them off for the year. And
yes.
we can't forget the boys as well, because a lot of my brothers, they couldn't even have underwear. They just wear them, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a need out there, and this is what we're trying to do. So I'm glad for the opportunity to be talking about this. We're at the stage of just trying to get the funding for these things. So, folks, if you're out there and you're listening, please, this is a need beyond need. And sometimes you have to be on the ground to really see and understand. I don't think I'm able to articulate what the need is like in these little worlds. You really have to see these kids like how we saw the kids and see what a pair of shoes meant to them and see what we exchanged for a brand new pair of shoes, what they had previously. So when we talk about funding these programs, we're talking about really reaching, not only giving a physical pair of shoes or a physical anything, but we're talking about bringing that humanity, bringing that pride, that dignity.
Definitely. Definitely. Dr. F, just hold a minute for me. I think I have a caller. 254-458. Caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Top Shelf. And
hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Hi, so, I
recognize this voice. I recognize, this is the voice of my daughter. This is
it
my
is.
Daughter, and definitely, and Auntie Judith, I'm so elated this week because my girls have made me by, you know, ranking up to Sergeant First Class. So, congratulations. Right.
Thank you so
on behalf
much.
Of,
thank you.
Yeah, on behalf of the Give Back Jamaica, Chris. Ministry group, I would like to say a hearty congratulations to Sergeant First Class and Sergeant First Class Nordine Anderson. I am so elated for my girls. And while I could not have shared in both occasions, I couldn't be at two places at one time. So I had to share with Nordine. And in a week or two, I'm going to be sharing. Congratulations, Nassine. And what do you have to say, honey?
Thank you so much. I was going to say that I really applaud you all for, you know, for what you're doing. I really enjoy, you know, the Give Back program. And I actually wanted to pledge $100 because I wanted I think Dr. Ev, I heard briefly Dr. Ev was talking about, I think it's a care package, and that's definitely something that I want to give back to.
When
God bless you, you know, you always have to extend and reach back and bless somebody else.
I really
like what you're doing. Yes.
And as I said before, and I always say, to whom much is given, much is expected. And, you know, my kids, they know nothing about hardship. They know nothing, absolutely nothing about hardship. They went to prep schools. I went through it, and I didn't allow my kids to encounter what I went through in school because, you know, it was hard for me personally because I am from a family where there are 12 kids, 12, one dozen of us. And at every time in the school, my mother would have a child in every single grade. From grade 1 to grade 9, my mom had a child in every class. Really, really hard. And considering that my father was just a common laborer and my mother was just a housewife, you know, because at that time when you look on the birth certificate, you see housewife.
Right?
Yes. So there wasn't much coming in, and my mother, trust me, I applaud my mother, and I continue to say this about my mother. She was the CEO of the family. I don't know how she made how she did it, but she made sure we had shoes to wear to school. We weren't hungry, so to speak. The real, real food stuff in the butt. At least she would always make up a little something. Sometimes you come home from school really, really hungry, and when you look, pepper pot soup, she get dashing heart. Chop up all kind of things in there and make some soup for you to come home and eat. If it's even some turned cornmeal and some black perch, but she made it happen. And you know, I am happy that my children didn't, you know, Nassine and Nordine did encounter this because, you know, I went to school and I stayed in school, even though it was rough, I stayed in school so I could acquire a good job to work, you know, and help my kids. And I'm happy that my kids don't or did not or have not let me down. I am so proud of you ladies. And I can't say it enough, you know. And I thank you, Nancy, for your contribution. And
thank you.
You know how to do the contribution. If you don't know, thank you so much, Nassim. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I wish
you
have
so
a thousand, Nassim.
Thank you.
Okay.
So let me just take this opportunity to say, hey, hold tough when I listen to where we're coming from, because my circumstances are almost the same as yours. You know, lucky and peace, and do this, and don't have to baggy, and don't have to all of that stuff. And to hear you brought up two young ladies out of coming out of them kind of poverty in another country that we can be serving as this. I need me, and I need my little wiper at my face here right now. This is what gives me the chills to know that if we get an opportunity, no matter where you are, we want to make the change in our lives, and especially our Jamaican women. And salute to you, great women. You know, serving country from Hope Damn It Wood, and we traverse through Mama and her strength and her determination to two young, beautiful ladies who are serving this country with honor. Come on. If this don't need tissue, I don't know what need tissue. If you don't bring me some tissue.
Thank you, guys. You know, thank you.
This is awesome.
Yes.
Thank
you
so much. Dr. Ed will be hearing from me.
Thank you, darling.
And again, I really, really enjoy what you're doing. Continue to do it. And I hope, you know, that people do give back to the program, you know?
Yes. People do give back, but we really want more people to give back. How is that?
It sounds good.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Nasir. I know you have to go.
I do.
You have
I
a
do.
Good night, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right, Mom.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Love
bye-bye.
You bye-bye. Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is it. This makes my... Oh, my gosh. This is so good. Listen, guys. Let me take another moment to really bring this into perspective. This little beautiful girl who can't eat, I watch her go to school, come from a family at 12 Pitney. You know how it means that you have to run just a fair little extra something upon the plate. A mom who, with her vision and stalwartness, and a dad, luckily you have a dad who stood beside, you know, with 8 girls and you a 4th, pass exam and decide, say, you know what? I am going to make a change in my life. I'm going to do something differently. I'm going to make this make sense. And going forward, rearing 2 young girls from that little damaged and the little girl who never have much of a shoes, never much have much of anything to reach to the point.
Enough architree me climbing a Dr. F, because when I passed my exam in 1980, you know, I went to Dintil, and my first morning at Dintil I thought I was the ish, because all that summer, me look aki, me sell aki, me go on market with my mother, me sell, me help people who know some pass exam, give me $1, give me $2, and I saved, and I bought my shoe, and mama bought my uniform, and as a matter of fact, for my shoe that year, I told my mother, don't buy. I know I was going to pass my exam, so don't buy any shoes, just wait. And then after I passed my exam, she bought a pair of shoes. But I tell you, I worked very hard. Me look at Kia Bush early morning, 6 o'clock, before dew. I mean, we soak with dew. I got Aki Bush. Me look Aki. And by 9, 10 o'clock, we come back home and take off them wet-up clothes there and put on something else. And all the time, we cut the little sticks and everything, get ready to go to Bagwag Road. Mm-hmm. And then we string up with Aki and we hold them out. And all that summer, I mean, there was a boy in my class named, George Garden. And this boy used to call me market vendor. And that bothered me none, because he lived in Spanish Town off of Manchester Street, where he would see me every Friday evening and Saturday. Friday evening, I would be there in my uniform. And Saturday morning, that was before we started going to church on Saturdays anyway. Me tie up my head like them old woman. I'm a go on a Spanish Town market. I mean, I remember countless times I slept in Spanish Town market on a stall with my mother and my auntie, waiting to catch early morning Saturday sale. right? And when I look back, wow. I say, oh, my God, it was such a dangerous time. But who cared then? I wanted to strive for something. I am the second to last child of 12. And I made my mother proud. I never idled in school because I saw the hardship that we went through. And I can tell you that morning, that first morning of school, I don't know, you guys would never know about this, but I probably, Dr. Ev might know about these coaster buses that used to be Carvel,
yes.
Carvel
yes.
and Mikey, the two
yes.
hot shots.
Yes.
Low-key. I wasn't the flamboyant little girl and so on. I was very feisty, but not flamboyant. You know, the atty type, no. But I was clean, and me buy me little roll on, and me buy me little couscous, and me ready for school. And I remember the morning when I was going to school, my oldest brother made a jeans bag. And I thought my bag was on top, and I had my books in there, brand new books. And when I went into the bus, and the conductor put me to sit in the front seat, right at that little one beside the driver.
Yeah.
And I noticed that the bus wasn't taking off, wasn't moving off. And I say, so why the bus not move off? And then I saw somebody come to the window, and she said to me, give me, throw the book them and take the bag here. It was one of my sisters, Neslin. She come from where she live at Old Harbor, and she brought me a bag, a nice school bag, you know. And
wow.
me throw up my book them and fling out the pass on the piece of jean bag, blue mm-hmm. jean bag. Yes, and give her. And girl, I tell you, I was the ish, because when I went to school, all the girls from my school, and you know, Bogwalk Primary, Linstead Primary, all the adjoining primary schools who are now coming into first form, they had the bags that, you know, we're all carrying the same bags and we're all wearing the same shoes. So I say this to say that when you are equipped, when you feel good about yourself, you will learn in school, because ain't nobody's going to be teasing you. And sometimes some people are not, they don't have the willpower to ward off all this attack about bullying and all of that. For me, you could never bully me. You could never bully me. I attack bullies. When bullies attack other kids, I attack them, because bullies didn't come for me. As I said, the boy, George Gordon, used to call me all kind of names, and guess what? I dare him to come and even come up in my face, and would stay afar and say it. But I dared him to come into my face and say it, because it would have been a showdown.
Okay.
I think I have a caller, a 954-982. Let's go to this caller as we continue our give back program. Caller, good night. Seems like our caller is not ready for us. Yes, Dr. Evan and Judith, as I was saying, I went through this and I stayed in school. And I would want these kids to understand that what we're doing for them is an opportunity for them to stay in school and become something that even their parents were not. Because when you look at these pictures and the videos, you saw that these persons, their socioeconomic status is very, very bad. And I can tell you,
yeah.
all the adjoining schools around that area, you have Lizard Town. You hear the name? Lizard Town, right? You have Strathmore. You have Winterspen, right? You have Fairfield Road. Then you have Eltham. You have Angels. You have Damet. You have Cow Market. You have people come as far as from over the river called Simon. They come from Bogwalk, Kent Village. And they're the ones who make up the school. And their socioeconomic situation is not good. I'm going to go back again to the scholar. I think it is HB. Hello? Yes, so Dr. Ev, you and I have shared similar experiences. And I speak pride about what my situation was. About me. If I'd gotten somebody to help me then, honestly, I know I would have been much, much farther along. Because when I left school, I didn't start college because there was no money for that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait a while And in the meantime, in that time, I went and I got married. And, yeah, I'm, probably I wouldn't have had Nasina and Nardine because I... yeah, but the thing is, you know, your situation sometimes propels you into further into poverty, further into poverty, and then the cycle continues.
Yeah.
The cycle continues. So we at Give Back Jamaica are creating an opportunity for children to become better persons than their parents, better adults than their parents. Break the cycle. Thank you, Judith. Break the cycle. Breaking the cycle. That's what we want to do, break the cycle. So, Dr. Ev, what we're doing is really, really, really great. Really. And let us start hearing what we're doing. You know, I mean, people will criticize and people will say it's a sham or whatever, but we know. We know because we have seen the fruits of our labor. We have seen it pay off. Our effort has paid off. And we're just trying to, you know, alleviate the pain and suffering of these kids. Yes, yeah. That's exactly what we're doing.
And
we will.
As a country, we will. Yeah, absolutely. And I think as a country, we're trying to help to build a better country, a better community, because when these students are these little children that you can control now to a certain point, they grow into adults. And if they're not able to survive the normal way of going and getting a job and so on and being a part of the world. Because you're talking about something sometimes that follows them into life. You start being bullied because of your circumstances. Sometimes that kind of rage keeps going throughout your life and makes it very difficult to adjust in the community. And this is where you have violence and violent people. Lack of opportunity create that kind of violence as well. So I think we're trying to build community, from great community become great nation. And I think that's what we're trying to contribute to, because when it comes down to that, if your community is safe, you feel safe in the community. If your community is safe, then your country and your nation would be follow suit. So I think we are looking out for ourselves and our family as, at the same time. We can't just stand around and say, this is not our offer to a picnic. People should take care of their children. It takes a village to grow a child, and this is what we're trying to do as well, to be a part of that village that we are a part of, and we're doing our part by helping to take care of those that are in our community. And there's nothing more than when you have a community reaching out, because they're your closest neighbor. And you can, when we were growing, you go next door and say, I'm begging like a salad, I'm begging like a sugar. I mean, next thing, you know, she can come or he can come, I'm begging like a salt, I'm begging like a sugar. Especially, that corner, the little salt where you have done, and you can't run that shop because it's pot of oil. And next door is so close to you. You know, you're happy to know that they have a little salt can give you, and you vice versa be able to give them back as well. I think the way we are passionate about this is because we know what it feels not to have a baggie. We know what it feels.
That is so true.
Have, yes.
That is so true. Yeah. So
we
true.
Don't know what, we know what to eat, so we're very hungry.
And you know, Doctor. Yes. You know, Doctor. I remember too. You know, I never had a panty, so to speak, you know. And then I was this little kind of girl who never used to want to wash them, so me just take them off and fling them away. And my mother, I remember Mama had a piece of blue material, must about 2 or 3 yards of it. And my sisters used to 3 yards of material make drawers for me because every morning me sit down and wait for one panty. So she would make bloomers, because you know we used to sit on bad, so to speak. I can't tell we sit on bad. So she used to say she would make bloomers, especially for me, because, oh my goodness. And so I know the situation with that.
Underwear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It is something. And as I said, we have the experience. It's not we're creating something, you know, we're reading this from the book. We are on the ground. We're seeing the pictures. Even with our shoes tickets program, we see the light in the shoes. I mean, even after that, if you go outside and you see one of them random shoes where you want and you finally can afford it, oh my gosh, you go home and you try it on, you put it on, and when you step out in your little thing, what can make you feel more than powerful and empowered than you put on a nice pair of shoe and you have a nice outfit on? I think with the children, no less than that, they're feeling empowered. They're feeling like, hey, they can go out in their kickers and feel the pride. and I think this is what we have seen with the stories that we're here coming out in Jamaica. We've seen it in pictures. Students have their flip-flop in their hand and wearing their shoes out. And we're not talking, folks, for those who are listening. We're not talking about little pia-pia shoes. We are talking some nice, beautiful, good leather shoes. The children were proud to have received them. So our contribution to our society and our fellow human, I don't think we should even take that as, you know, we should be proud of it, because out of that, we call her Top Shelf because she's really Top Shelf, bringing with that pride, bring great children, great offspring. Offspring that you were able to instill pride in them, and this is why we have two young ladies serving our country honorably. So, I mean, again, my sister, honor and respect to you. Poverty,
thank you.
We race through all of that, and whatever is instilled in us in our community, you are able to pass it on also to your children, and I'm sure your children's children. So this is how the legacy is being passed on. When you talk about you don't want to be in the same situation, let's say you want to be your parents, because your parents in itself is just honorable. But the situation or the circumstances of which you find your situation because of poverty, we are thinking to break that bag, to break the back of poverty, our children to move forward, getting an education. Those of us couldn't be able to get that kind of an education. An education in this world means for a lot of time, at least not being necessarily a millionaire, but at least you can take care of certain basic things. And this is what we're trying to provide the tools to take care of. So those of you who are out there listening, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. If you want to drop us an email, if you want to give back financially, givebackjamaica.com, the PayPal account. The Zelle is another, you know, a lot of people use that, Give Back Jamaica, the account there, and you can do your little thing. The PayPal account also, Caribbean Radio Show or Give Back Jamaica, or we have our Facebook page, folks. Just get on our Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica. It's simple and easy. Give Back Jamaica Inc. right there. Drop us a message or something on our book, and we'll be able to connect. We are here every Sunday night. 661-467-2407. Press 1. You press 1 because at nighttime we are so packed for the most part. Just press one on your telephone keypad, and your number will pop up, and we'll be able to chat with you. If what we're doing really moves you, or if you are a crescenter, as I call it, come on, man, let's heartedly get together and celebrate life with these children. This is overwhelming for me. I mean, Sister Cecile, congratulations. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, this is the CRS Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. And you're listening to your old Sister Cecile and my co-host, Dr. Evelyn Richardson, and Auntie Judith Richardson. And we continue tonight. You know, I feel proud, and I mean, this week in particular, I really, really, really feel proud. And for the rest of 7 minutes and 23 seconds on our show, I am going to appeal to those who are listening. If you are listening live, or because I see people on and ain't nobody saying anything, so hey, listen, but we're asking you to, you know, give back, give us something. If you're not even a person who went to Crescent All Age and you're listening live, or you'll be listening to the archive, the show in the archive, just, you know, hit us up, give us back something, because we are indeed, it's for real. This is for real, 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 real. People are in Jamaica tonight are really, really happy. Kids are really happy with the shoes that they've gotten. And our work is not yet completed. We have a lot to do, because it's not over. They say it's not over till the fat lady sing. And the fat lady don't sing yet.
No, I haven't sung anything yet.
Oh, she is the fat lady. She is the fat lady, and she hasn't sung us yet, people. So since she's not singing it, it therefore means you can get your contributions in. A little goes a long way. 5, 10, 15, 20, 100, 200. We will accept. Again, listeners, where to do money?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm telling you.
I
believe that you got the $500 million last night. You didn't want to win that $500 million.
You wouldn't be begging tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Give back would be sitting pretty.
Wow.
Because I was going to give back.
No, give back more, because you have been.
Yeah,
give back.
Yeah.
So give back more.
Well, ladies,
I really
thank you, ladies, for coming on tonight and sharing in this bonus time. You know, sharing is caring, according to Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen says caring is sharing.
Yes.
As I said, when you're mean to Kristen, because when she's mean to you, you're not going to give her your stuff. Guess what? She said, oh, caring is sharing. So caring is sharing. And if we care enough, you know, if you care enough, that's what humanity demands of us, that we give back, that we share whatever we have, share to make, you know, if everybody cared for somebody, you know, cared for somebody, this world would be a better place. The theme song of this program, Imagine, I love that song. Imagine,
yeah.
Imagine all the people in this world, if we live as one. We'd have a beautiful world. And this is what we're aiming for at the Crescent Primary School. You know, we want to, another thing, we want to have a night where we're just going to talk about the history of the school and where the school has reached, where the school has gone, and we're going to talk about all the dignitaries from the school who are not even giving back anything. We're going to talk about all the dignitaries from the Crescent Primary School, because even the great actress Grace Jones, I heard she was also a member of the Crescent All-Age School. And we would love to reach out to our people like Grace Jones to say, oh, man, come on, give back something, the man. Give back something. Yes. So we want to set aside a night when we talk about the history of the school, where it's coming from, the teachers that have passed through the school, the students that have passed through the school, and the likes, the things we did at school. You know, I love to talk about Crescent. I love Crescent. Honestly, I love Crescent School. I love Crescent to the bottom of my heart. And I was happy that, you know, to be drafted in all of this. And I just want to thank the faculty. Keep on doing what you're doing. Miss Naughty, Miss Lewis, keep on doing what you're doing. HB, we're still depending on you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You never fail us. And as a result of that, we love you more. Dr. F, keep coming up with your ideas, honey. We love them. And we will definitely work on your ideas. Just throw them out. Just throw them out. You know, like wash day when the mother throw to close them. Just throw them out. You know, we will pick them up and run with them. Because we are in this thing to win it.
Oh.
We are in this thing to win it. And I must tell you, Peter Gay Jones, we are all winners. And, you know, commend yourself, ladies. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am a part of humanity, and I'm giving back. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Because the universe demands this of me. You know, I thank you all, ladies, for sharing your program tonight. And to take us off the air, Sister Judith, take it away.
Thank you to everyone for listening to the CRS Radio Show, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Tonight we featured the Give the Bellyful program. Our children need our help at Crescent School. So please dig deep. Join us next week at 8 p.m. and let's have a conversation. Looking forward to hearing from you. Good night.
Imagine. Yeah. Woo! Take it away. Imagine. Gentlemen, have a pleasant night and have a beautiful week. Please stay safe. Hug a friend. Keep smiling. Speak good. Speak positive things. And positive things will follow you. Have yourselves a wonderful week. Dr. Ev, Auntie Judith, ladies,
yes,
good night. And
you too.
We will speak again. Thanks for the love. Thank you for the love. Ladies, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah.